What are some of the things that he's been able to show you that maybe other guys haven't because of his experience?
I don't know, just certain situations, what he would do in certain things and certain plays and certain assignments, you know, because, you know, he's been through it before, he's seen it, and, you know, some coaches haven't really experienced that. So for him to say it, I think it carries a little bit more worth to.
As you see it, do you think it's more expertise with kids or just overall line?
He's been with different coaches and certain things, and his experience is great with all of them.
Brian, what challenges do you guys face when you have two running backs on the other team that can come in and kind of relieve each other?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's every single week. I think there's two really good running backs and at least one. So, you know, as a defense, just got to continue to stay after these guys and know that they can run the ball on any given down, no matter who's in what situation, what kind of guy likes to do what. And so... we just got to, you know, obviously bring our best run defense and our best total defense.
When you watch them, do you see them as very different backs?
Yeah. Yeah, they're very different. I mean, but at the same time, you know, one can run that isn't expected to run, and one can run kind of powerful that isn't expected to do that. So they both can do a little bit of everything.
I think Levin's second in the league right now. What is it that you're seeing on tape that's making him so successful this year?
Well, I mean, he's a good football player. You know, he's got good moves, and he can do a lot of different good things. I mean, he's a bigger guy, but he's very shifty, very quick, makes a lot of people miss, and it's very important, you know, if you want to get those extra yards.